Morning.
Morning.
This is the parsha of Chesed. It's the parsha that totally focuses both on the unbelievable, tremendous, extreme Chesed of Avraham Avinu on the third day of his Mila, running out to guests in like 100 and who knows what degree weather, and chasing after three separate calves to give a tongue to each one. Extreme Chesed. And on the other hand, we find the extreme unkindliness of Sidon, also in this week's parsha. The contrast is tremendous, and I'm sure many of you know from stories when you were younger, your rebbeim, your teachers taught you what they did in Sidon. If a guest came by and they would stretch them to fit the bed or cut off their legs to fit into a smaller bed. The horrible story of the girl that they put honey onto her until she was stung to death, Rachmanin Slan. Tons of horrors, but yet Rabbeinu Yoina says that's not what brought about Sidon's doomsday. Sidon's doomsday came about not because they were horrible and bad and wicked and mean. It's because they didn't do chesed. Most people look at not doing chesed as, hey, I'm a good guy, I'm an okay guy. I'm just not out there. I'm not such an extrovert. I'm not running out there to help others. You know, I stick to myself, but I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a mean person. Rabbeinu Yoina says, chesed is so much part of the human condition. We're born in a way that literally we rely on chesed for our lives. No other animal in the world is like that. Within a few days, they're pretty much almost independent. The human condition tells us that we're living on giving and receiving chesed. And even if we're not mean and nasty, if we're not doing the positive, if we're not going out there looking out for others, that already is lacking in our humanism, not just as a Jew, but all the more so as Jews.